2022, followed by an email to Mr. Ahmad. On August 9, 2022, we were told that our concerns would be noted and that we would be included as an interested party and receive notices relating to the EIR comments. Curiously, we did not receive any notice. And the notice of availability that was sent in November, we did not receive. But the notice for today's meeting, I did receive. So for that reason, I'm here today. We have two serious issues. The first is the location of the proposed plant entrance. And the second issue is the concern for the air quality from the plant and the traffic, more specifically the traffic, and how it will affect our camp residents and our employees. First, I'd like to start with distributing some pictures. I don't have a PowerPoint, but I do have pictures for everyone that we can follow along, if I may. May I? Is that appropriate?
Yes.
I don't know how many you need. There's plenty there. There's a package for everyone.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to start this?
Mm-hmm.
Timer?
Staff
I didn't start the timer.
Have a copy and put it on the document.
Oh, put it here. Well, that's not the one. So we're going to start first with the. So this is the plan that you already saw. And what I'd like to do is just bring your attention first to the location of the plant entrance, which is right here in this corner. You can see that? Right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's a
Thank
truck.
You.
And that's the shape that is designed and the directionality. This site plan didn't have a direction on it. It's north is to the top. Which one?
You can use this.
Oh, sorry.
Pointer.
I don't do this.
Yeah, the green one.
The green one. What am I pointing with the green one? There. All right. So there we go. And our ranch is to the right. That's the truck entrance there. You see, it's just at the apex of the Pinoch Road. So the next picture that you have is a Google Earth picture. And that shows you, I did my best to, it's not to scale, but I took the plant and I put it on the land that the plant is going to be based located on. I circled the entrance, and everything in orange is what we own and farm. All right. Curiously, the majority of what we farm, the harvest season is the same as the pistachio. So our farming operation, high season, traffic, and so forth, coincides identically with the pistachios. The notations, the squares are the section numbers. So that's he owns the north half of section 26. We own a portion of the south half of section 26. We own all of section 25, section 24, a portion of section 26 below. And I'm going to just note that section 26 is bisected along the east-west route in the center of the dog leg. Half of the section is to the north and half of the section is to the south. The next picture is a close-up of the Pinoch Road. And the location, there, that's their location. Now, it's a plan, so I don't know exactly where it's going to be. And I don't know what that stretch is there. But our location there, you see where Newcomb is here? You see their Pinoch? It comes to comes to an apex there. That little gray area there, that's just a dirt island. So the business coming around from North Avenue, which is up here, I'll take this on to the next step, all comes at that junction point right there where they've designed the entrance for their for their whole operation. All their trucks, the traffic, the employees, everything goes there. Everything that goes into our branch goes here. The distance between those two points is about 160 feet. That's the next picture. Now, again, I don't know where they're going to put their driveway, but this is Newcomb right here. That's Newcomb. That's their driveway. That's where our ranch access is, right there. Here's a street view. That 160 feet is about here. It's from here to there. That's the best, might, you know, it could be less. But that's an estimate. And I don't know how wide that driveway is. And I don't know where trucks are going to back up when they're going in. Or if trucks are coming this way to turn, or trucks are going this way to turn. I don't know. But that's a two-lane road. And it's on a curve. And if you back up a little bit, I'm going to go back to the beginning, back to the where the orange is. There's I-5. Right there. That's a thoroughfare. This is all farming in the middle. You know that. North Avenue connects to 180. This is a highway. That's the apex of it. And that's where they've got their driveway. We did a traffic study. This little thing isn't big enough, but I'll put this here. And we did it in November. And at that time, and I heard the number of 1,500 trips. I don't know if that was a day that the traffic study showed along Pinoche. We did the traffic study just on that S-shaped curve. And off-season, for one day, there were 629 vehicles. 93% of those were trucks, pickups, and cars. And I can tell you from experience that no one drives slow along that S-curve. People are going about 60 miles an hour. And that curve is not visible. I got off by speech, but the curve is not visible from any distance. So that entrance, the way they've got it placed, is a hazard. It's not immediately visible from the distance. If you're coming around it from either direction, you don't see it until you're almost on top of it. And we've got orchards on either side. So we propose as a solution, it's a concept, we propose that I'm going back here. You see where North Avenue is? Okay, North Avenue. That's where the S that curves there. That North Avenue continues through Section 26. I don't know if it's a county road or if it's a dirt road because we don't own it. But that is exactly where they can access their own property. If you look at their site plan, this whole area here is truck loading, unloading, traffic, scales, docks, dumps. Everything that has to do with vehicles is happening right here. Why not move the driveway here? They'll be on their own land. They'll be on a straight line. Their vehicles won't have to go any further distance. And it won't interfere with the ongoing traffic that's already here during harvest. Because our trucks are all over here and here, and this isn't taking into account everything to the south of us and to the and the west of us. Because this Pinoche Road, that's a freeway. And if you know, and you all are more familiar with this than I am, if you're focused on harvest, and that's when your trucks are, and your trucks are going to idle, and that idling isn't taken into account in the EIR. last thing I want to bring up is our camp location. Our camp location, we have 12 residents, another 5 employees. Some of the residents are anywhere from 2 years old. We have children, infants, seniors, and our employees. So I think the existence of the camp was acknowledged, but it wasn't investigated. No one ever contacted us. No one ever visited the site. In fact, the staff report indicates that there were no residents within proximity of the project, which is a big mistake. But the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control Board clearly stated that the county should evaluate the risk associated with the project for sensitive receptors, which they said they did, in the area to mitigate and potentially to mitigate any potentially significant risk to help limit the sensitive emissions. These health risk determinations should quantify and characterize potential toxic air contaminants and meet those standards. The staff says that the emissions created by the plant, its trucks, and the proximity to the concerns of the standards required by the state, that there are no residents in the area to the north, south, east, or west, is not accurate. And if there's increased traffic and there's increased idling and this project grows, which it will, and it should, because that's why it's there, then I think the concerns for air quality have been overlooked. Right now, the standard, they said, is below the requirement. I'm not versant in this, so please don't ask me to qualify it, but the statistics said that they are at 9.65 per million, and the standard for the air pollute for the county for dangerous contaminants is 10. So they're 3.5% below the minimum requirement. And I said, it doesn't take into account other trucks in the area, the idling, and the growth. So for that reason, we ask the commission to delay the approval, to consider our concerns, and be assured that our staff, our families, our employees, and our property is safe and will be accessible. Ultimately, we presume the plant will be approved, and we wish them well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak in opposition? Okay, we do have another speaker.
Mr. Chairman, Emery Wishon, with Machi Lee McAllis, Wishon, Brewer, and Ryan, and 1690 West Shaw Avenue. The issue before you is to decide whether all matters have been considered adequately or not. And that really started with what Sarah Pilbus said, that and I can show you the email in August of 22, seeking to be involved.
Mr. Wishon, staff, do we have that correspondence? I was asking if staff had included it or given it to us.
Excuse me, I'm not sure about the specific correspondence. We get a lot.
There was correspondence that Mrs. Pilbus referred to that she had with the county.
It was in the packet.
It was in the packet, okay.
Is it?
I have a copy. I mean, it's not.
I didn't, but Mr. Wishon, go ahead and continue.
Okay. The point is that we wanted to be heard and to be considered, and that this was announced to the county in advance of in August of 22, and the county, while it distributed a variety of notices to a variety of people. There's information about 371 property owners within a mile, and there's information about 45 interested parties that have participated. the Pilavis family having substantial property near the site was omitted. And so this is the moment to be heard. In addition to the email that is there and which is here simply to say we were trying to be overt and participant, be a participant, and it didn't work. And Provost and Pritchard, I have a request for public records, and we did on November 1st of 22 also try to get and did get access to the then public records. And again, complete quiet until January 16th when the notice of this meeting arrived at the Pilbus property. So a substantial omission. So what may have been missed? The traffic issue, not just the volume of traffic, but really the danger, as Ms. Pilbus was speaking. This is a high-speed traffic area. You're in a curve. This is undoubtedly these trucks that, well, first of all, you're arriving apparently almost precisely where the existing traffic is for Newcomb, North Newcomb from Pilbus property. And there will be trucks, obviously generous numbers of trucks to this property, which could be alleviated by a relocation of the entry. The residential impact, and you just heard there, if you read the staff report, page 4, page 13, you will be convinced there is no resident nearby. We've heard from Mr. Simpson and Mr. Pushel that there are considerations about people being there, but the staff report says there's no residents north, south, east, or west, which is technically true, but southeast, a quarter mile, there are residents. And so that is, and those people live southeast. Those of us who have significant time in the valley know that the west, that the northwest to southeast breezes are a high percentage, and this 90 acres plus is all immediately to the northwest of those properties. And so what would be helpful is for you to table this, not to, you're going to want to produce this, to have this facility be approved. We understand, we're farming properties, property owners as well. But the impact is on that location can be mitigated. The dangers arriving from that. It's a health and safety issue. It's not a convenience to the Pilbuses. It's a health and safety issue for people who are traveling, and they do relatively high speed from I-5 towards Fresno on what is the continuation of Highway 80, 180, and that. That can be mitigated by a relocation of the entry. The plant is actually underway already. I believe there's concrete poured and there's a June start date. That still not does not preclude being responsive to these issues. And those issues have not been considered. They have been they are either intentionally ignored, and I don't attribute that to the staff. But I think the applicant has not reached out at all. In fact, been non-responsive recently in trying to have any conversation about this. So we appreciate your considering a chance, allowing the Pilbus family a chance to have these issues considered by the applicant, and the staff should be a participant in that too. Otherwise, we'll be back without a chance of success. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wishon. Did you have a copy of what was submitted to the staff that you said was in our packet?
Whether this was in your packet or not, I don't know. This is the August of 22. If you were to read this, it describes the difficulties. Is it in the staff report?
I don't know.
I
don't recall seeing that.
No. Well, okay. I'm
in the EIR.
In the EIR.
It's in the EIR. It was included in the EIR. But we weren't included as an
that's the critical issue here, is that interested parties were 45, neighbors were 371, and the pilbuses were not noticed. And as you remember from the yellow, orange, they own a substantial amount of the land immediately adjacent to the 90 acres where this is going to be done.
I want to ask a question.
Commissioner Hill?
Yes. Here where is location on the map is the camp homes?
Yes.
How many are there, and is it zoned for that?
Okay. What? I have to yield.
How many homes are there? There are five
Could
residences.
Could you state your name for the record?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Sarah Pillabose, 3580 South Newcomb, Mendota. The campsite was built in the 50s. I don't know. I'm assuming it was zoned then, but they're all original structures. So they've been there for, I don't know, 70 years.
So you don't know what the current zoning is? Or the property?
No, there's been no reason to. I mean, we haven't done anything to generate a zoning request or any kind of a permit. We're farming it. There used to be a packing shed there.
Is that what's still on this map?
There is a packing shed there, but it's not operable.
Mm-hmm. And then the homes?
The homes are there.
Are they structured homes?
Yes.
Manufactured homes?
They're not mobile homes. They're structural, yeah.
They have single-family residences?
Single-family residences.
Okay. And there's five?
There's five families there. There's about, there's two barracks that are abandoned. There is a camp house, and there's silos that we're not using. There's a lot of unused structures there, but the families live...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have a question.
Commissioner
sure.
Wolf.
Mm-hmm. I just want to thank Mr. Wishon and Mrs. Pillabus for coming up with this. I'm disappointed that we're not seeing this and we didn't have this. I'm also disappointed that the Stenophilus, Stimulus Produce Company has not addressed this, because obviously it's a big red flag. It's the next door neighbor. And I can't believe that we're talking about this in this design phase. It's a design phase. It's a change. It's an easy change.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we're here, sitting here, and this hasn't been addressed.
We wanted to address it.
It's just crazy that we're all here talking about this crazy red flag with the next door neighbor and the omission and the mistake and this... happens, and it's always just like, what? The next door neighbor isn't being included in this decision. So anyway, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad both of you made this presentation. I do expect the owners to address this exactly and hope that there is a possibility of an adjustment working with the neighbors.
I agree.
Because that's really everything.
Yeah.
And it seems so easy. Anyway, thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Quist?
Mr. Wishon, you mentioned, I think, that there was already dirt being moved and concrete being poured. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, there's concrete. There's a sea of concrete out there.
How does that happen prior to approval?
And it's done. The curbs aren't in, but it's paved. It's not paved. It's poured. I can't tell you how much because we don't go on the property, but we can see it. It's quite
staff.
Visible.
Yes.
Okay. Staff?
I don't have any particulars. I do know there is some activity on the site, and I believe there was a stop work order issued.
Okay.
That's all. Again, I don't have the details. It's not an area where we involve ourselves. But currently, there is no approvals to move the project forward. Whether or not the construction was for this or something else related, but allowable under ag, I can't comment to.
Well, and they've been working on it since 2019. I think that there's really not, I don't think there's a question of whether or not it's going to happen. There may be some details, but the plan is going forward in some capacity. Is that correct?
It appears to be.
Yeah.
There's activity.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else to speak in opposition?
Yeah. This really isn't my issue today, but since...
Please state your name, please, for the record.
Oh, my name is Jackie McCoy, and I live at 27303 East Trimmer Springs Road in Fresno County. And I have an orange processing plant that was built. I think it's called King River Processing. It's orange. It's a real big one, and it's built real well, and it has a turnout to have the trucks line up before they can drive in because they have a lot of traffic. And, you know, they go all over the United States delivering oranges. And just 2 or 3 days ago, I was coming home from Sanger, California to Pine Flat, Piedra, where I live. And there were lights flashing, and there was a big truck there, orange truck, and three cars, and they all were smashed. And it was on an S curve, and where it's Trimmer Springs and Trimmer Springs. And there's two different roads, and they change right there to Belmont, and then it turns into Trimmer Springs, and then the Trimmer Springs is a turn. And a lot of times the trucks will turn there, or somebody will. And that's on that S curve, like this woman here was mentioning. And it's accidents happen like that. And I think they've really worked hard to be real safe. And, you know, I like the orange processing plant, and I like pistachios. I was eating them last night. But if there's a safer way to have the entrance, because there will be a ton of traffic, because I have seen that. And just from experience with this big orange processing plant, that there's a lot more traffic. And you know, they kill the deer and coyotes and whatever along the road, because that's, you know, they right in front of this plant, they got a deer crossing sign. You
Mrs.
know.
McCoy, but in relation to this property, I know you're making a
saying
reference,
that
same
S,
thing
that
as
S
far
can
as the
be
traffic.
Fixed, I think that would be great to okay. have it just turn in and have a place for them to turn into, okay. to get in there to save people's lives.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak? Okay, we will go back for rebuttal at this time. And those opposed will be given opportunity to surrebut comments that are made during rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. I think the big global picture of this project is that we're actually reducing traffic trips in the neighborhood. The trips that are leaving the facility now are going out onto Pinoche Road and traveling 25 miles. When they leave the facility to go to the processing plant, they go by Ms. Pilobos's property. Those trips, those almost 200,000 trips, eight times around the globe, are going to be eliminated by this project. They're not going to be occurring. That's the real big picture of this, because the processing plant's going to be in the center of Mr. Pilobos's property, Mr. Stephanopoulos's property. The health risk assessment that Ms. Pilobos referred to, she was incorrect. She says that, in fact, that the cancer sensitivity rate was a 1 in a million, and that we scored 9.65. In fact, we just confirmed with the environmental impact report that it's actually 20 in a million, and that's continuous exposure for adults for 30 years on this property, and they do not have cancer as a result of the project. The changing of the access will be very difficult, because the environmental impact report and Caltrans input and county input was focused on this location. So they did study distances in both directions. They studied existing traffic counts. They understood the mixture of the traffic that's on the roadway. And all of these agencies concluded that the proposed not only traffic, but the site plan and the queuing, if you will, onto the property was met all the safety standards. Let me also go to the issue of what's happening on the site.
We did obtain a permit from Fresno County to extend a gas line to the property, and we had to set the elevations for the vaults. But we have begged Fresno County to let us have early construction permits, and they would not give us those permits because we are perilously close to missing next year's harvest if this plant doesn't go forward. So we respect Ms. Pilibos's comments. There was some attempts to reach, have a conversation with her that didn't occur, but this is an excellent project. It has gone through very strenuous review, and we ask that you support it as recommended by your staff.
Dirk, you referred to, and I think you did earlier, 200,000 trips.
Yes.
200,000 miles?
2,000, excuse me, miles, excuse me.
200,000
yes,
miles,
yes, it's
okay.
Miles. It's miles.
Now, earlier I made a reference when talking about the satellite picture about the property next, which would now be the Pilibos property. I wasn't sure whose property it was. But in both the operational statement and elsewhere, it said that the nearest single-family resident is 4,000 feet away, and it seems like it's a lot closer than that.
Yes, the single-family residence is correct, but the environmental impact report referred to the Pilibos property at 498 feet. In other words, property line to property line. So there was an evaluation of not only the noise issues, but also air quality issue impacts onto those properties.
So are you saying the single-family resident is closer than 4,000 feet?
No, the single-family residence reference is correct, but the location of the Pilibos farm labor camp is within, I'm going to say, 1,000 feet of the entry.
Okay. Well, I have some concerns after hearing what we heard from those in opposed. I don't know if it would help to ask staff, but would changing the access throw everything back to the beginning, or if it's, could that be, would that be clear cut possibly? I mean, you're not changing the traffic on the road, but you are changing the entrance, which if it's feasible from North Avenue might satisfy the concerns.
If we change the project significantly, there is a potential there being a problem of having to go back and change analysis and recirculate, do those type of things. If you were to allow some latitude in your direction to say, if you chose to approve the project, to allow staff during site plan review to consider an alternate location on the project, subject to verification that the traffic impacts and air qualities don't have any substantive change, that would sort of cover the issue. But it sort of depends on how you approach it. If we simply said, no, we want to pick it up and move it here, and did no further checking, it might be problematic.
Okay. If we allowed that, would that wouldn't necessarily come back before us? It would be determined or agreed to at the staff level?
You could do it either way. You could direct staff to do that and make analysis and allow it as long as it didn't make any substantive change to those impacts.
Okay. Any other questions of Mr. Pushel?
Mr. Pushel, it's hard for me to buy your argument about the trucks because I see where the land is. I see where the pistachios are located. I know that the trucks, the same number of trucks, whether they were going to Firebaugh to be processed, it's the exact same number that have to come to their new plant. It's the same. It doesn't matter about how many 200,000 miles of traffic. It's not that. It's about what's lining up right there, and it's the exact same number of trucks that are coming from the field. It is the same number, no matter what. It's not like they're growing the pistachios right there next to the plant. They're not. So it's the same number, and it is a lot of trucks coming in, and I understand what she's saying. And I don't buy it. And the fact that you keep saying 200,000 miles to get there, that's their choice. And we still don't know if there's another one closer by that they could have chosen to get their stuff processed at. So I'm not buying that argument. Trucks lining up, they have to get to the plant no matter what. Even if it's a closer distance, they are still going to be a lot of trucks, and they're still going to be doing parking someplace and idling. It does look to me like it's a design decision that could have been addressed prior to this, and it really does seem like Stimulus probably knew this was going to be a problem and an issue with the next-door neighbor. It, to me, it's very obvious. They've been neighbors a long time. They knew this was going to be an issue. I just wish it had been addressed prior, and I think where we're going with this is that, I mean, I'm not sure. It sounds like the pistachio plant is going to go in, which is wonderful for the economy and Paul Dictos, but I do think we should be working with our neighbors, and that's the reason we have a forum here. That's all. I'm just, so, you know, let's hear what the alternative solutions are and how we can make this work with the staff and going forward with this design to make it work for everybody and make it safe.
So the conversations I had with Ms. Pilobos over the past few days, we did say that if it was possible that we modified the drive approach, we would do so if we didn't have to modify the environmental impact report, if it was practical. But we also have site constraints with respect to this arc. Getting back to your question about the closest facility, given the type of pistachios and the quality of processing, I understand that the closest other facility similar to Fireball is in Meridian, California. So it's substantially, it's probably 70, 80 miles from here. Perhaps I haven't done a very good job, Commissioner Wolf, of explaining. If you took just the square, the 7 mile square, and it's actually 6.5, but for purposes of discussion, the 7 miles of where Mr. Stephanopoulos has his pistachios. Currently, tractors do not go out on the street. They go to the trees, they shake the trees, they pick up the pistachios, then they load them on trucks, and those trucks then go to Firebaugh. Those same internal trips, in other words, never reaching Newsom or never reaching Pinoche, will now simply bring the pistachios to the plant. So in the interest of being conservative, the environmental impact report evaluated the trips that we're going to be going across the public roadway, which is a collector. So there are very clear savings in traffic, because the product that was going to be finished or go to the processing plant, those 47 average trips a day, they're going to be eliminated. So they're not going to be annoying Ms. Pilobos or any of her activities on her site. They're going to be gone. They're not going to be part of the project, because we've moved the plant 25 miles to the center of the pistachio growing activity. It's clearly a net savings, and I apologize if I haven't done an adequate job in explaining why these trips are actually eliminated. But again, going back to health risk assessment, that was done. There's no noise impacts. The noise study did recognize that there were receptors within 498 feet. There were no noise issues. There were no air quality issues. And if there's an opportunity through site plan review to reassess the access point, we'll avail ourselves of that opportunity.
Commissioner Hill.
Yes. I just want the commissioners and everybody to realize sometimes we're talking about this and we're thinking 365 days. This is a very short, if you're a farmer, this is a very short time. It's not like it's every day, and it's 84 days.
That's correct.
And so, and this is something that knowing Fireball, because it's a disadvantaged small community, that they need this processing for jobs.
This isn't for,
pardon?
It's not a Fireball.
It's from Fireball. It's closest to Fireball. So and so, that's where you have to see that they are interested in having the goods or having things come, and they had employ jobs from those areas, and. I agree that maybe if you could work on the access, and you guys work that out, but I don't think we can stop. We're not in the business of stopping capitalism. And that's what our valley needs. And we need, and here you went and did extra to protect the ag. And that's very important to us because between Fresno County and Tulare County, we have been the top for many, many years. And we'd like it to stay that way. And pistachios can help us because, like you say, it is growing and it is booming because I see them harvesting. Yes, it's dusty during those times, but it's a short window. It's a very short window. So I just want you to just kind of keep that into perspective when you're doing it. It's not an eternity. It's a short window. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions of speaker?
Mr. Pushel, so just a quick clarifying question. Would your client be interested in compromising with the Pilibus Ranch to move the entry point if the latitude was granted in the motion to the North Avenue entry point?
If we could move the facility and entry point and it doesn't affect our operations and we do not have to reopen the environmental impact report, we would certainly consider it. I don't want to make a commitment because we need to get traffic engineers involved. And in there's other issues too, biobotanical studies. There's a whole range of things. And we'll try. And that was the nature of we had a short conversation and we tried to put people together and didn't work, but that was the nature of our conversation with Ms. Pilibus and myself.
Well, I have a great deal of confidence in our staff and the EIR process, so I would think this was vetted. I think we need to take action on it today and get it moving forward, be my recommendation.
Okay, any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Pushel. At this time, you may come, one of you opposed to this project may come and address the comments made by Mr. Pushel.
In regard to the relocation of the driveway, I approached Mr. Pushel earlier this week, I think, and we were to talk, and that I didn't get a response back. So that's as far as the conversation went, but it was because I did contact him. The Stamoulis operation, the Stephanopoulos family never did. So just to be clear about that. In terms of the environmental impact report and his correction of the 9.65 rating per million, and I don't know what the per million is. I think it's, I don't know if it's particulates, I don't know if it's tons, but the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District has, in the county, established 10 as what would be considered dangerous. And the EIR is at 9.65. And so it has not done any other determination because based on their calculations, that's what the emissions would be based on the number of trucks and the operation of the plant. I don't believe there's any growth added in that. In terms of the operation of the facility, I'm going to defer to an email that was included in the EIR that was sent from staff to Mr. Ijaz. So it was from someone in traffic. And she states that, she or he states, the statement indicates the majority of the crops being harvested and delivered to the facility occurs in the first month of the harvest season, which begins in September and runs through October. However, the products-related trips for phase one calculated are based upon an even distribution of delivery over 313 working days on page 2 of their operating statement. These statements conflict and must be addressed. So I don't know how many days it's actually going to operate. And if it grows and it has all those silos, then I'm assuming that it's going to operate, process, and hold, and then deliver at various times of the year, because that's what processing plants do.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I will close the public portion of the hearing and bring it back to the commission for discussion and motion. Motion's on page 20.